We cannot overemphasize the power, the glory, the specter of the very throne of God. I will be preaching this for the rest of my life. As long as I have breath, I will be pointing men to a throne, an authoritatively powerful throne that cannot be seen with human eyes, but can be seen with spiritual eyes. And all I ask you to do is ask God to show you the throne, show you his presence, show you his authority. And when you encounter the throne and the authority of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Son of Man, the one who spoke all things into existence, the one who made everything, including spaces between things, the depths of the sea, the height of the heavens, and he reigns in a fixed, authoritative stance with a scepter in his hand, and soon every one of his deceiving enemies that lie to the human that he embodied, he became a human to save the human, to save man, restore man back to his original position of authority over the earth. That's the gospel. That's what it is. It's about a throne. It's about the word that became flesh. It's about restoration. It's about position. It's about coming into the family of God as it was originally intended before the liar, deceiver, Satan, Lucifer, all the terms, and his host. He's got a host that hates God and hates us. But when you see the throne, you have to align yourself with the throne. You have to draw near in your mind and your thoughts. You have to pray to the throne. You have to adore the throne, worship the throne, because that's what's going on right now in heaven.